This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. In this edition of Vital Signs, why you should avoid energy drinks when looking for that shot of morning stimulation. A recent study suggests even one can could impact your blood vessels. I talked about this with Dr. Amit Khera, a cardiologist at Parkland Hospital and a professor of medicine at UT Southwestern Medical Center. The study apparently involved 44 healthy, non-smoking medical students in their 20s, and the researchers tested the effect of a 24-ounce energy drink on endothelial cells.
It's essentially the lining of our arteries.
Okay.
And what they're asking here is this: if you just have one drink, what does that do to your arteries? Is it unhealthy for your arteries?
What's so unhealthy, possibly, in an energy drink?
Great question.
Since people drink them all the time.
Oh, that's a wonderful question. I'll tell you why, because there's so many layers to that. So first, energy drinks are thought to be stimulants. That's why people take them, so they have a lot of caffeine. Coffee has about 100 milligrams. Energy drinks have anywhere from 100 to 300 milligrams. And if you look, it doesn't actually tell you. So they don't have to label that, so you don't know how much caffeine. They also have other stimulants in them. A lot of them are herbal, natural, thought to be natural stimulants. And then finally, they have a lot of sugar in them as well, more sugar than sodas commonly. So you may have 24-ounce or 16-ounce, you may have about 15 teaspoons of sugar.
Should anybody be drinking that much of it?
Absolutely not. I mean, I think we're learning. I can understand why people want stimulants and to stay awake. We're all tired. But there are a lot of health effects that people have to know about. Specifically, it can affect your heart rate, your blood pressure, cause anxiety. And as this study's showing, maybe unhealthy for your blood vessels and potentially lead to some heart problems down the road.
It causes what, the blood vessels to constrict?
Right. What they did here to test the healthiness of your arteries, you blow up a blood pressure cuff, you let go, and your arteries should dilate if they're healthy.
Mm-hmm.
They gave these students one can of energy drinks, 24 ounces, one can they consumed, and then 90 minutes later looked at those arteries again, and they did not dilate nearly as much, about half less, suggesting even one can was really affecting the arteries 90 minutes later.
Why is that a problem?
The lining is sort of your defense mechanism. It's the barrier. And once they become unhealthy, they cannot defend themselves. Then cholesterol can get under your arteries. Your blood vessels can change, so you get high blood pressure. You can develop atherosclerosis. So that measure of health can tell you who may be at problems down the road.
If I'm a person who maybe consumed an energy drink once in 10 blue moons, this wouldn't be good, but...
Right.
This is not going to be that bad, I think.
Right, don't panic.
But if I consume them regularly...
Chronic consumption can raise blood pressure, can increase heart rate. There may be people that are particularly vulnerable to that, people with high blood pressure, heart conditions. And let's not forget the amount of sugar in there, because again, many of them have a large amount of sugar. If you're diabetic, overweight, we can't forget that component as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the main fear, if you will, or some people are binge drinking these, they'll drink six or seven or eight, and then you'll see there's actually a spike in ER visits for people sort of binge drinking these energy drinks. Those people are of concern as well.
So should we stay away from energy drinks totally? Are they that unsafe in your opinion?
Well, you know, my personal opinion is, in general, there's many other things we can do in terms of beverages and a lot healthier beverages.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate the need for stimulation and stimulants. Best as we know, coffee, depends on what day you look at it, but probably is reasonably healthy. Tea as well. So
mm-hmm.
those seem to be healthier alternatives. I personally would stay away because partly, as I mentioned, we don't actually know how much caffeine is in them. They could be very large amounts. And again, a lot of sugar. So there's a lot of unhealthy components to it. And this study gave us one more piece of evidence towards that.
And yet at the same time, you said, you could do coffee, you could do tea, but then that depends on how you take your coffee or how you take your tea and how much of it you consume.
You know, it all steps back to people needing stimulation. What's best, of course, is to have healthy sleep patterns, right? To have a good night's sleep. So we don't need this degree of stimulants because then it creates a vicious cycle. You have stimulants and you can't sleep and you can't sleep and then you need stimulants again. And we get this vicious cycle that certainly is not healthy for our body. So I think sort of breaking that cycle and deconstructing is the best way to start.
Dr. Khera, thank you for being with me.
Thanks for having me.